second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola, and I hope that you will consider donating to the pledge drive. RBN is attempting to raise at least $100,000 in 6 months to upgrade computer equipment for the staff and to grow and to continue broadcasting on KHFX. That's 1140 AM in Dallas. They also want to expand into more markets, which I think is a fabulous idea, which would also entail new staff and the equipment for that new staff. And you can support RBN by making a financial contribution or by purchasing the products that they sell, including the individual broadcast. You may also purchase RBN business cards and bumper stickers and subscribe to the archives. Now, the archives are only $1.33 per month, but you may subscribe at a higher rate. And you can do that at republicbroadcasting.org. So please consider doing that. Our guest today is Friedrich Paul Berg. His website is nazigassings.com. And Fritz, we're back.
Hello. What? Okay, go ahead.
All righty. I can barely hear you.
All right, I'll try to speak louder.
Okay.
Is that better?
It might be some audio issues with your phone.
Okay. Well, I'll try to speak louder, and hopefully that'll help.
Okay. All righty. You were talking about the figure 6 million, and you referred to the video, the number of the beast, which is on YouTube, and I hope that all of our listeners will go to that and watch it. And you also referenced another website, thethirdcraft.org, which I highly recommend also.
Right.
And we will take questions and comments at 800-313-9443. So what do you have that's really, really new on your website? Every time I go there, it looks a little bit different because I think it's you keep adding things and... correct.
Well, there are lots of new things, but I think the most important new thing are the Holocaust survivors' accounts. They are a treasure trove of information. Let me backtrack a little bit and say one thing that's very important. Already a few years ago, in 2003, it became obvious that the number of Holocaust survivors alive in the world already in 2003 was enormous. An Israeli demographer, Sergio Della Pergola, did a study for the Israeli government, an official study in which he claimed that there were 1,093,000 Jewish Holocaust survivors alive in the world in 2003. What that meant clearly was that there were many, many more times that number alive at the very end of World War II. In other words, the number of Jewish Holocaust survivors alive in the world at the end of World War II was well into the millions. So what kind of an extermination program could possibly have occurred in Nazi Germany? The answer is none at all. Certainly some Jews died, some Jews were killed, but the numbers are very, very small compared to what's alleged. They're minuscule compared to what's alleged. None were killed in gas chambers. But as further confirmation of the reality is or are the Holocaust survivors' accounts, which anyone can find on YouTube and any number of other links on the Internet.
All righty. We do have to go to a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes, so stay tuned.
We'll be right back. Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Friedrich Paul Berk. His website is nazigassings.com. And you may call in at 800-313-9443, and I see we've got some callers lining up here, to ask questions or to make comments. Fritz?
Yes.
Yes. On your website, you say the total number of Jews gassed by the Nazis is zero.
Yes.
And I agree.
And let God strike me dead if I'm wrong. I've challenged God himself to strike me dead if even one Jew had ever been killed in a gas chamber by the Nazis anywhere. And guess what? I'm still alive and reasonably healthy. So let that mean something to people for whatever it's worth.
Exactly. All right, let's take some calls. Let's take Larry in Washington. Larry, welcome to the program. Larry, you with us?
Hello.
Yes, hello, Larry.
Yes. Speaking of the Holocaust and such, my dad was a lead pilot in the 8th Air Force going over Germany before he was shot down. And he said that he could look off the wings of each of his plane for a mile and see bombers. And the starvation was caused, you're right, it was caused by us. And another thing, you were talking about the 6 million. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. I read the Barnes Review. It's an American Free... Well, and it has a wonderful article in there concerning the 6 million and how the wording in Hebrew being left out of one... I could grab the article and read it. But it said because of the... It left out one letter when they translated it. That is what said the 6 million had to, before their return, 6 million had to be a burnt offering. At the end of the First World War, basically they tried the same hokey pokey, but it didn't go. And that's why I'm totally in agreement. This whole thing with the Jewish control of our media, our entertainment, our press, it's like fighting a octopus.
Right. They have control over the society today, and the 6 million number is the magic number that everybody has to bow down to and show reverence for and respect for, or else they are somehow... evil. That's the problem. But there's an excellent book, and there's been some interesting work on the subject by Don Hedesheimer, and I think his book was published by the Institute for Historical Review years ago. But anyway, one can do a little research on the internet for Don Hedesheimer, and they'll find more material showing that the 6 million number has a life of its own, totally independent of anything that happened in World War II. Eric Hunt has also done some interesting work, which shows up on a website called the Revisionist Workshop, which I also recommend people looking at.
Well, Eric's great. He's a super, super researcher.
Yes.
And has it... I've been at this Patriot, whatever movement you want to call, for about 40 years now. And we used to go into court and argue the Constitution and the Admiralty and the gold flag, da-da-da-da-da. But over these many years, we'd win one case at a time and nothing of any significance. To me, we haven't changed. We're sinking in our quagmire.
Right. In fact, it's gotten much worse. Before World War II, there was a very strong isolationist movement that was determined to keep America out of a war with Germany. Everybody knew the Jewish...
Lindbergh.
Right, Lindbergh. Lindbergh was... We're getting an echo here, but anyway, I'll keep talking. In those days... Everybody knew the Jews were out to start a war with Germany, and the isolationist movement was here and strong and led by people like Charles Lindbergh. Today, there is nothing comparable in size or importance. Okay, Ron Paul is out there, but he's just one small voice crying in the wilderness, which is what this country really is, I'm sorry to say it. So I'm afraid that the stampede toward war with Iran is, in fact, much stronger than anything that was driving this country to war before World War II actually broke out. And, in fact, things look worse, and much worse, because the next war could very well be a nuclear or even a thermonuclear war. And that will be a super, super Holocaust, a real Holocaust, and it will be hell on earth if it happens. And I'm afraid we're moving very much in that direction.
Okay. You know, it's interesting that when Ron Paul was in South Carolina, he quoted a Bible verse, and he said, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you," and they booed him. And
right.
This is a comment from one of our listeners, Brenda. And, I mean, that's pretty bad.
It's a comment on America. You know, the fact that he was booed at a Republican Party gathering shows just how insane this country is. I can't stress that enough, but in my old age, after, you know, having been an American citizen, a loyal, tax-paying American person all my life until rather recently, I just can't get away from the fact that this really is a dangerous lunatic asylum, and it's a menace to the entire world today, as never before. So I'm very, very pessimistic. I hope we can turn things around somehow, but I'm not optimistic. We're making progress. There are more and more good, intelligent, active people emerging who are fighting this Holocaust hoax and doing other important things, but the vast majority of idiots out there will pull everything to pieces, I'm afraid.
Right. All righty, let's take another call. Let's take John in Michigan. John, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Fritz, it's good to hear your voice. You're one of my favorite guests that Deanna has on. I got on a topic you guys were covering earlier, Hillary Clinton most definitely knows a few words of Yiddish. She had a step-grandmother who was Jewish, and I think she mentioned celebrating Hanukkah with her when she was a youngster. But it's not in her blood, I don't think. Here's a couple of news topics maybe I was just going to throw out there that maybe you guys could comment on. First off, John Demjanjuk was just denied his U.S. citizenship for the second time by a federal judge, which I thought was rather outrageous. But the bigger one that came out over the course of the past couple of days was that this supposed archaeologist or paleontologist had uncovered the remnants of a mass grave at Treblinka, but yet they won't inter this mass grave because that would be sacrilegious, since it's sacred ground and you can't dig up a Jew once you bury him. Can I get comments on those?
Well, That issue of not being able to exhume the bones of Jews is a very strange story. It's obvious to me that they're simply trying to prevent any real examination of these bone fragments, which might be there, but maybe they're not even there. There are cases, I believe, where Jewish bodies were exhumed in criminal cases in the Soviet Union and elsewhere, but those stories or those accounts are suppressed because they really don't want any examination of the bone fragments. It's a very interesting issue. If you cremate a body of a person, a lot of material remains afterward. Only a very small portion of the bones or ashes are actually put in the urn that is given to family members. People don't realize that most of the remains from cremation of whomever are actually tossed into a garbage dump somewhere or other. That's what happens. That's the reality that the funeral director doesn't pass on to the client, to the family, the grieving people. Only a tiny portion, maybe a pound or so, of ashes is actually ever returned to the family members. And that gives them some comfort, but most of the ashes, and that includes the ashes of Marines who died in Afghanistan or wherever, most of those bone fragments are simply disposed of in a garbage dump somewhere with all the ashes of other people who were cremated. But those ashes and bone fragments could still be extremely revealing. If you were to open up a pile of bone fragments and ashes, you could possibly find bullet wounds and evidence of mass shooting. You can still do some examinations, I believe, on bone fragments to find evidence of poison gas. So it could still be enormously valuable, but they obviously don't want to do that.
Okay, we have to do a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. John, you can hold on.
Thanks.
Over the break. We'll be right back.
Bye.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Friedrich Paul Berg. His website is NaziGassings.com. You may call in at 313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I think that whenever I see an article like this, or whenever they produce a new movie out of Hollywood, I think they're just trying to reinforce a story. And I think that the reason that they do this is because they see that the opposition is getting some play and are becoming stronger, and so they have to do something to reinforce their version of the history.
I agree, of course. And the German government is even more insidious and determined to crush any form of Holocaust denial. A few years ago, the German prosecutor general or attorney general actually came to the United States. His name was Otto Schily, and he met with Ashcroft. I don't know his first name, the American John. Attorney General, to try to...
Yeah, that's John Ashcroft.
John Ashcroft, to try to get the United States of America to extradite Americans to Germany for Holocaust denial or to prosecute Americans for Holocaust denial here in the United States. And fortunately for us, he was turned down cold. But the German government is far more vicious than we can dare to imagine than compared to anyone else as far as hunting down people who showed the slightest inclination to deny the Holocaust hoax. It's a terrible, terrible situation, a bad omen for the future. It could well be that in some future time, we will all be prosecuted, even here in the United States, for engaging in some sort of hate crime, really for doing what we're doing right now.
Right. There's a law. There are laws already on the books. They just simply haven't enforced them yet. Do we still have John on the line? Or is John? Did John hang up? All righty. Let's take Shelley in Texas. Shelley, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Deanna and Fritz or Friedrich. Very
right.
Good guest again. Oh, my goodness. This is just, it really is so depressing. I certainly agree with everything that your previous callers and both of you have said today. By the way, Ron Paul was not only booed at do unto others, but also when he suggested that we pull our troops out of foreign countries, he was booed at that, too.
Right, right.
Is that not disgusting? But
I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Well, I heard this in response to one of the callers, and I hope I'm not getting the quote wrong. I heard it on Mike Harris yesterday. He stood in for Stattmiller, and his favorite Occupy Wall Street poster, 99% of the 1% is Jewish. And I just, you know, how can these people continue to lie, though, and live with themselves?
I don't think they have any problem with that at all, as long as it serves their religious goal or their interest.
It's not religious to lie, not any religion. None.
In Judaism, it is. It's accepted. And
it's not a religion, then.
Well, okay, that's another way to put it. But for them, lying is perfectly acceptable under conditions of stress in order to keep themselves alive and to help their community survive. That's their position. It is evil.
Let me tell you about. I mean, I've known so many Jewish people, and I love many as friends. Years ago, when I was a college student, I was in an economics course. I was kind of like a star pupil. He knew I was pre-med, and my ex-husband was, and we were invited to dinner, probably more because of the, you know, pre-med rather than, you know, doing well in an economics course. Looking back on it now, his wife, lovely, articulate, intelligent Jewish woman who was a Holocaust survivor. She showed me her tattoo. She wept. I mean, we had a perfectly lovely, intelligent conversation at dinner. But after dinner, she went into this tirade and showed me photographs on the wall that they had managed to somehow escape with. Tears streaming down her face. I mean, it was really quite a dramatic scene. And, of course, I was crying. And then later, this woman attempted suicide. And, of course, who did I blame? I mean, the Zionim, how much do you think that they play a role? I'm certain that Deanna has discussed this.
All righty. Shall I hang on over the break? We do have to go to a three-minute break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A and B Biotropins. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back. Our guest is Friedrich Paul Berg. His website is NaziGassings.com. And you know, people can use many emotions to control others. People can use anger, tears, intimidation, screaming, act totally defenseless or helpless. And in the movies, they use music to bring us into a mood, to get us to feel the way that they want us to feel. It doesn't mean that what they are saying is true. It is simply that that is the way that they want to control other people.
I agree. One theme I always try to come back to is the fact that even if the Holocaust guessing claims were true, what America actually did during World War II and in the Korean War and in some of the other wars was actually far, far worse. The United States of America murdered as many people as it possibly could during World War II and at other times by deliberately roasting the people to death. Totally innocent women, children, babies were deliberately roasted to death by the United States of America with napalm. And then eventually with nuclear weapons. If the Nazis had gassed people to death, if that had ever happened, which in fact it did not happen, but if it had happened, that still would have been humane and merciful compared to what Americans actually did, and with the support of the vast majority of Americans. Who really feels the slightest bit of shame for the mass murder of women, children, and babies by burning them to death with napalm and other incendiary devices in this country. No one, no one. There is no sense of shame. This country, I'm afraid to say it, is a country without any kind of real conscience. It is a sick country, and that deserves to be said again and again. And I'll do that until my end.
Bless your heart, Fritz.
Thank you.
All righty. Is Shelley still on the line?
Oh, I was talking.
Oh, I'm sorry, Shelley. I didn't know you were. I didn't know you were there.
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry. I guess. Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, I agree with you, and I do have shame. The more I know that, and certainly your quote before, America is a kind of luxury lunatic asylum for people who are criminally insane. I absolutely agree with that. But it's the media and who controls the media and education and teaches us false history and gets people preoccupied with sports and the idiocy on television and movies, which only almost always pertain to the emotions, Deanna. One of the main reasons I called is the cyanim. How much of a role? We know that lobbies, we know the money, the funny money, and the influence that that has on the Jewish control of America, Congress, AIPAC, etc. But what about the cyanim? I'm certain, Deanna, that either you or your guests have addressed it.
I don't understand what you mean by cyanim. What is that?
Cyanim? Am I mispronouncing it, Deanna?
Zionism?
S-A-Y-A-N-I-M.
I don't know what
cyanim.
That is.
Cyanim.
I don't either.
I'm sorry. I don't know what that
it
is.
It's a Jewish support group all over the world.
Oh, so many things. They have so many organizations all over the world. It is absolutely amazing when you dig into their organizations, because one of the things that they have that we don't is unification. And they started unifying back in the early 1800s. So
before that, because they were kicked out. You know, I mean, when did they come back into England? 16-something?
Right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Pardon. Go ahead, Deanna.
It's unification that they have, and they have all these schools that we've never even heard of. ORT, O-R-T, and all kinds of schools. And these people are trained from the time they're children to act the way they do. So, and we don't have that.
Well, I don't believe that Judaism is a race. Clearly not, with 95% being Ashkenazim, not even Semitic. And, I just don't think it's a race. And if it is, I don't think it's a religion. I kind of alluded to that before, because you don't lie. All true religions teach truth and good ethics and moral standards.
Well,
and
they're
lying.
They're predatory, and they're Talmud. Totally different. And religious people who are try to do the right thing and they don't lie, they cannot conceive of how a particular group of people can be so heartless
without conscience,
lie and
exactly.
Cheat and steal.
I don't typically like even discussing evil, but to me that is evil, and I don't think it's genetic. I don't think it's religion. I don't think it's race because of the genetics. I think it has to be like an evil idea. Evil, but Here we go. Cyanim. It is Cyanim. That's the spelling. Oh, shoot. I'll have to click to get a definition here. But it's groups who are dedicated to serving Jews all around the world at any cost.
Minions?
Israeli operatives in the U.S. and throughout the world, really.
Okay.
Yeah, but you might want to look that up. I thought you would know about this for sure.
No, I don't. Certainly they should be registered as foreign agents. I don't know if we still do that in this country.
We
used to do it, or used to require that agents for communism would be registered as foreign agents. Certainly.
Well, what about dual citizens? I mean, isn't Israel the only country that dual citizenship is allowed?
I don't think they're the only country, but certainly they've gotten away with it and used it to their great advantage.
You bet. They vote both places. Oh, anyway, but if you don't know about Sionim, and I don't want to divert on evil, I'm sure you've got other callers. Deanna, thank you once again, both of you, so much.
Thank you, Shelley.
You're so courageous, and I don't know what to do. I get so depressed hearing these things. But
speak out and ask questions. When these Holocaust survivors raise their ugly heads, these are zombies.
They do everywhere.
They do. They're everywhere. Ask them, how is it possible that you survived if they were trying to kill you? I mean, to kill a person is actually rather easy, you know. If you want to kill somebody and you have the power and you have them in your custody, you can certainly do it. What is the hard thing about killing a person if you really want to do it? The problem is most people will simply never pull themselves together to ask the obvious questions.
They're too painful, honestly. I mean,
we'd rather forget about it and watch a football game and get on with our lives.
And
but
I think that's why the media gives us so much garbage. I mean,
right.
Obvious
right.
Is the garbage.
But it's garbage that has a price tag, and we're paying for this garbage with our dead bodies in Afghanistan and Iraq. That they are the sacrifice that America is being asked to make for Israel.
Not me. And I am not American, I guess.
Well, okay, but America is sacrificing its young men on this altar to the Holocaust, which is
I thought you were talking about the others that were sacrificed, all the, you know, millions in Iraq and Middle East.
Yeah,
and,
right.
They
are
Americans too. You're right.
It's Americans too, and very few of these lists of dead Americans have any Jewish names. I was looking all the time when PBS would show, all right, here are the names in silence of the newest Americans who died in Afghanistan or Iraq. I counted only a few names over the last 10 years that were obviously Jewish. One name was Goldberg, but I never saw a Shapiro, I never saw a Cohen, I never saw a Weinberg, or any other Jewish name in all that time. No doubt there might have been some other Jews, but very, very few, if any. Okay? That should tell Americans something as to what is really going on. We're fighting for the Jews, we're fighting for Israel, but very few Jews are directly involved. But when you look at the White House staff who is involved in calling for these wars, it's packed with
Jews.
Wolfowitz, and Daniel Brum,
the PNAC, and it doesn't matter whether you're on the right or so-called right or so-called left.
The Jews are pulling the strings, and the Goyim are doing the dying.
It's so depressing. Oh, goodness. But, thank you so much. And I will try and distribute. Remember your 10 questions. They're basic. They're simple. Easy to remember.
You come up with your own questions. Any questions of these people that are serious questions are extremely important and will, you know, drive them crazy. They don't like any questions of any importance.
All righty. Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you, Shelley.
Both of you. And I will contribute later. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Look, as I say, those are terrible things to talk about, but it has to be addressed to stop this chain of violence. You know, it only will grow more and more when people don't face up to the real history. But earlier you mentioned there about, you know, the 6 million. Now, a while ago I came across something where the commander of one of the concentration camps, he got executed in 1942 or 43, followed by the name of Hirsch. He got executed because he had killed 4 inmates. And that doesn't fit into the picture when those camps were supposed to be killing camps.
Right.
You know?
I think you got the name wrong, but I think there were stories like that where Germans were executed for brutality toward concentration camp inmates. The SS, I know from Thies Christophersen, who was in Auschwitz, was very much afraid of having any contact with the prisoners, because if anything went wrong, if there was stealing, for example, or violence among the prisoners, an SS soldier could easily be blamed and punished very, very severely, even possibly executed if he was directly involved. So the punishments for Germans, SS in particular, at these camps was extremely severe. If anything was stolen, for example, if there was any kind of corruption. And it was the commandant of Buchenwald, his name escapes me at the moment, he was actually executed for corruption.
His name was H-O-E-S-C-H.
Oh, that was,
I don't know if, but I read he was executed because he had killed several prisoners, four prisoners.
Well, that could be. That could be. I don't know anything further about that particular case.
Are you aware of a Karl Wilhelm Krause?
No.
He used to be the personal attendant of Hitler. He came from the Navy. And they interviewed the gentleman there several years ago, but he has passed away in the meantime. And I listened to those interviews. They were all in German. And he basically... you know, a down-to-earth man, you know, and he was completely lucid, you know. He wasn't stuttering or stammering. And as I say, it shed quite a bit light. For example, the Crystal Night, you know, when they, mobs, you know, thrashed Jewish businesses and
right.
torched some synagogues.
Right.
When Hitler heard the next morning, according to Mr. Krause, when Hitler heard about it the next morning, he was furious.
Absolutely, yes. That's well established. At 2 o'clock in the morning, he issued the order to put an end to any of this violence against Jewish shops and synagogues and businesses, what have you.
Now, when the situation really was that grave, how come Canada, during all that time, they only allowed 5,000 to immigrate to Canada?
Right.
You know, when it was still an option open, they could leave Germany, you know, with, I don't know, 3,000 or 30,000 mark, you know, and they could pick any place in the world where they wanted to go.
Right. The door was wide open as far as Germany was concerned. Germany did not hold in the Jews. Germany was anxious to let the Jews go to any country that would have them. And there were many countries that did want or were willing to accept Jews in Africa and South Africa and South America. But most Jews didn't want to go to those places, but wanted to go instead to America or perhaps Canada or nice places. If the Jews had really been afraid of being killed under the Nazi regime, they would have gone anywhere, you know, any place but a place where I might be killed. But very few Jews wanted to go to these unattractive places. They only wanted to come to places like America or maybe Canada or whatever. So mm-hmm. that gives an idea as to how non-terrible things really were. Very few Jews left Germany before 1939 of the 500,000 Jews who were in Germany in 1933, the vast majority of German Jews had no desire to leave. It was only after the beginning of 1939 that the German government put more
much more pressure on the Jews to actually get out of the country and stop agitating and making trouble for Germany, which is what they were, had been doing. That is what brought about the Kristallnacht. The Kristallnacht occurred because a Polish Jewish boy, a young man, and maybe he was 21, not a boy anymore, but he was outraged that his Polish Jewish parents, who had been living in Germany until, I think, August of 1938, suddenly were pushed back to Poland. Okay? If things had been so terrible in Nazi Germany for Jews, what the heck were his Polish Jewish parents doing in Nazi Germany? They wanted to stay in Nazi Germany. That's where they were making money, good money. And Germany was booming at that time.
Fritz, could you hold that thought?
Okay.
We have to go to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest today is Fritz Berg. And before you, before the program is over, you need to tell us about this video that you have on your website called Defiance.
You know which video that is. Which one is that?
It's called Defiance in an Age of Total Slavery, One Man Free to Planet.
Okay, well, that sounds like it's a reference to Hitler.
Right.
I can't recall the video, I'm sorry, but I'll
talk about the theme, which is Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler is, I think, the most important man in modern history, if not all of human history, because if he had not been around, I'm afraid we would all be living under communism today. The United States supported communism during World War II. Many people don't know that, but we were the major supporter of Joseph Stalin during World War II, and we made it possible, more than possible, for him to take over all of Eastern Europe and even to support the communist movement in China, which ultimately took over all of China and much of Southeast Asia. The United States supported communism, and Great Britain supported communism as well. The West, in general, did not appreciate the threat and danger of communism. But Hitler did, and he did more than just speak out. He rallied the nations that were allied with Germany to go to war against the Soviet Union and attack the Soviet Union on June 22nd of 1941. Even though Germany and its allies lost in that struggle with the Soviet Union, they inflicted so much destruction and misery and pain on the Soviet Union that Stalin, at the end of the war, was simply unwilling and unable to just keep on marching west to the Atlantic Ocean, which was his plan, I have no doubt at all. The atomic bombs also, or the threat of nuclear war, also deterred him. But ultimately, it was Adolf Hitler who made the difference. The second largest political party in Germany before Hitler came to power was the Communist Party. The German communists were enormously powerful. And Franz von Papen, the German president, I think he was, in 1932, after the elections, had the choice of forming a coalition government either with the National Socialists and Hitler or with the communists. And he chose wisely to form a coalition government with Adolf Hitler, and that made a difference. What Hitler also achieved, and this has to be appreciated, it's never really discussed very much, is the fact that Hitler achieved the greatest economic miracle in all of human history in the period from 1933 to 1939. Germany was at its knees in the misery from the World Depression in the beginning of 1933. When Hitler came to power, he turned everything around almost overnight and achieved an economic miracle which is unmatched in all of human history.
Absolutely right. You know, we've run out of time. I'm sorry we couldn't talk more about Ingrid Weckert and Kristallnacht, which you also reference on your website. So we have to have you back real soon.
I'll be glad to come anytime.
All righty. And I'm sorry we didn't get to the last caller. And I thank all the callers who contributed. And have a wonderful weekend. Thank you, Fritz.